obviously to plug in.
So you're doing the heater. So the mitzvah of being mahad there to adorn zake. So heater, right? That's why it's within dalan amos. You're trying to adorn it, so therefore it has to be like a creating an effect in him, demonstrating his significance. So essentially, his significance is only within dalan amos, okay? Because it has to be related to him. So then it says, oh, demonstrate significance. So I'd say you should be mahad there with money. Through giving him away, give money, that will demonstrate significance, alright? And certainly it will demonstrate significance, like as you see in Rashi says, like Lo Sedar Bnei Gadol, and Dal Sedar Riva, in those cases in the Pasuk, like you're saying, is you shouldn't usher to demonstrate the significance of a rich guy through throwing the cases away, or through the significance of an ani through throwing the cases away. As you see, the term Yidor is used through money. Through giving a guy money, you end up, you'll show significance. Okay? You favor him in monetary areas. So I might think that since you have to be mahadir with zakin, so you have to give money. You're mahadir with money. Okay? So it says, no. Of course, it compares hidor and kima. Right? And they say with takum, standing, you have to, and adorning the zakin. So just like standing doesn't have a monetary loss, so too, heder doesn't have a monetary loss. Okay? So the question is, what's the idea? I mean, later the Gemara is going to say, but standing does have monetary loss, and it knocks it out. But let's start with just the first stage in the Gemara. He's saying, just like, I would think you have to, no, the teacher is just like standing. Monetary loss, so too, heder. Heder doesn't have monetary loss. So what's the Havidah's guy? But so, as the Germans that he's trying to say here is, it's different. The method of Hidor through, let's say, standing up for him versus through giving him money is different. See, standing up is an action of Hidor, of adorning him, casting honor on him. Right? It's an action of standing, when he walks into the room, you stand up for him. That's what you're doing. Or helping him, holding his hand. That's an action of assisting him, of showing he's important. Okay? See, but giving money, it's like, it's an action of giving guy money. It's an action of, like, let's say, a Kenyan or a Matana or a, you know. And you'll just say, it's like, I'm just giving money. There's a character to that. Now, the question is, you'll say, well, why did you just give him money? Well, it must be because you must have something, you must be special. You know what I mean? But it's not like the action of giving money. The action of giving money has a lot of characteristics to it. It's not, you know, not per se an action of you, though. It's just that the implied motivation is because of his significance. It's not an action of Hidor, but it brings about the effect of Hidor. I mean, so I might say you have to just make sure to bring about that effect, but Kamash Malan, no. It's only like an action of Hidor. An action of Hidor has to be where the character of the activity is standing up for him. Okay? I will say standing up is an action, but there's an idea of standing up for a person. A guy walks in the room, standing up in his presence is an action of Hidor. Not just an action of giving money. Giving him money is through the context and the fact that you realize there's no other reason why I'm giving him money. You say, oh, it must be because the guy's significant. But the action isn't on the reason. Saying the Havi would be Hidor means the effect. Bring about the effect of Hidor. That he's an important guy. So you bring that effect either through standing or through giving him money. That produces the effect. Certainly has the effect. At the end of the day, the effect is there. Kamash Malan, no, it's like Kima. Just like Kima is an action of Hidor, right? Or Kima is an action of Hidor, is an action which brings about, is adorns him, so too, Hidor is only those types of Hidor which would be that method. Like, let's say giving him his hand, giving him a hand, holding supporting him, or talking nicely to him, you know, talking, you know, that kind of. Those are actions which intrinsically are related to him in a manner of respecting him, of adorning him. But again, giving him money has many different interpretations. It's only the effect of Hidor comes about, not in the character of the action itself, but in an implied motivation. So that is I'm not right to do. Okay, I have another svara, which is more like, I guess, a Jacob suggestion, is that it's not because of this thing, because the... Like I think it's more, sounds more like simple pshat in this. Because, for instance, like Jeremy, like in your idea, It has nothing to do with the fact that you're losing money. It's kind of like accidental to losing money that you're like chasaron kes, like means you're losing money. You know what I mean? Like, it's if you came up with another thing which would have a character which you wouldn't be losing money, that also wouldn't be included. You know what I mean? Like, I think the sound of the Gemara is like, do you even have to lose your money for this thing, or you don't have to? You know what I mean? Like, it just has that kind of a sound. You know what I mean? Like, in your thing, it's like the loss of money is just like accidentally spending money has a different characteristic to it already, and therefore it's right. You know what I mean? So technically, you don't have to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like Jake's approach was kind of like, the Torah is not a chayiv of you to spend money. You know what I mean? So that's why, like, even the, that's a good, it's a good definition. But the question is that really? That's why I think we should keep it going on in the Gemara. It's possible. Right. I think maybe it will, as we go further, it could be a while. I think we should hold on to it. I feel like it might not pan out because of that. You know, okay. We'll see. But it's, I don't think it's the reason to reject it, but it's something to worry. You know. So that's why another idea is, and it could be defined better. I'm having a hard time maybe defining it perfectly, but. But again, the Havmina is the same. You have to bring about the effect of Yidur. Okay? Whatever it takes. You are Chayiv. It's like the Torah is Mechayiv. There's Mechayiv Klal Yisrael to bring about the effect of that our Zakenim and our old people are respected. Okay? Are adorned. Are looked at as special people. And how are you going to do that? Whatever it takes. You're bound to the effect. You're Chayiv in an effect. Okay? You're chayiv in an effect. And the effect could be through standing, could be through money, could be through, I don't care, whatever. You're chayiv in anything that'll bring out the effect. You're chayiv in that effect. Okay? And then you'd be chayiv to do with money. Okay? That's one kind of a chayiv, where the Torah is mechayiv you in a certain effect. Another way is, but the Gemara is saying that's not the case. It's not mechayiv you in the effect. But there's another idea, it's like your chayiv, it's like a chayiv of your meisim. It's your chayiv to act in a way which expresses his significance. Well, there's a difference between how you act and how you spend your money. Like, there are different realms of chiyuv. You know what I mean? Like, you'd say it's like there's certain like things. Like, let's say you should be a nice person. Say that's a certain thing. Let's say there are a law, you have to be a nice person. Do I have to spend money to be nice? That's not the same thing as being a nice person. Like, being mechayev me to spend money is a different kind of a law. You know what I mean? Like a tax is a law of spending money. How you should spend your money or whatever. But then there's different kinds of laws which is saying you have to act in a certain way. Don't speed or stop at a stop sign. There's certain laws which are laws which relegate your activities. You know what I mean? But they're not like taxes. They're not things that are mechayiv you in spending money. Spending money is like a different kind of a chiyuv. You know what I mean? So the saying is that just like kima is, it's a chiyuv on your actions. It's saying you have to act in a way which reflects the significance of a chava. So that's what you have to do, and that's yidur. You have to act in a way that reflects the significance. Is the term chayiv you to spend money? Is this the kind of a chiyuv which is like a monetary chayivus? But the Torah is mechayiv you. This is how you have to spend your money. It's saying that it didn't do. It didn't see by tying you to the effect and being mechayiv you in the effect of Hidor. So then the means are, it doesn't matter. It cuts across all means. Actions, money, they all come for the ride because you have to produce the effect. I don't care whatever it takes. But if you say it's saying from Kima, it's only from Kima that it's not a halacha that you're chayav. See, if it just was Kima Hidor, so it's a Hidor. Hidor means the effect. But Kima is like an action. See, so it's saying just like Kima is an action, Hidor is also only actions. You have to do actions of Hidor. So it was, but spending money isn't just an action. It's not like you're doing an action of giving him money. It's an idea that you're opening up your wallet and financing him. It's not a chiyuv of there's like a different kind of a chiyuv. Like, what type of mitzvah is it? It's not a mitzvah which is binds you to an effect, irrespective of the means. It's a mitzvah of how you should act. A certain command of or limitation on your activities. Okay, and once you're spending money, it goes beyond your activities, and now it's like a tax or like a monetary responsibility. That's not mechayiv you to do. Good example. Maybe an example. Like, you have different kinds of mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah like lulav and shofar and different mitzvahs like tzitzis or tefillin or most your average mitzvahs, milah. I mean, the mitzvahs which are mitzvahs of action. Okay? And the mitzvah is that you have to do certain actions, certain activities. Okay? Then you have other mitzvahs. Let's say, like, arguably it's staka or matnas kahuna, ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni, ma'aser ani, bikurim, you know, karbanos. You know, these are things where the mitzvah is that you have to give of your money to express an idea, you know, because of an idea. It's like a monetary mitzvah. When they have like mitzvahs, ma'aser like in ma'aser rishon, it's not the action of giving the levy the money, which is the deal. I mean, it's true there might be an action, but the mitzvah is that you recognize God as the source of all money, and therefore you give your money to He who God determines. You know what I mean? Or the mitzvahs, because there are mitzvahs which are monetary obligations, and there are mitzvahs which are actions. The different classes, two classes of mitzvahs. Okay? Now, in the Hava Mina here, every mitzvah has like a character. What's the point? Does the Torah want you to do this action, or does the Torah want your money to be spent? This is a good way to spend your money. It's like different, two totally different kinds of obligations. Okay. Now in the Hava Mina here, a hidor basically would span both of these kinds. Okay, it would be an action, namely standing up, and they would be spending your money on him, giving him gifts, giving him money. So how could you have one mitzvah which really spans a thing? So I say it's because the Havmina would be that it really the mitzvah is to produce the effect. It's not an action of giving money, nor is it an action of standing up. You know, it's not a nesinas mitzvah, nor is it an action of standing up. It's an idea of producing an effect. And the effect happens to involve two different methods. But it's essentially, it's neither particularly, it's just to produce the effect of either. You have to produce that effect. So that's why it can span both. But Kamash Malan, no. Once you remove it from the effect, once you say it's not a din of the effect, so now the question is, what is it? So is it a mitzvah of action or is it a mitzvah of money? So saying it is, it's a mitzvah of kima, it's a mitzvah of action. There's Torah Mechayim and certain Maisim. Maisim which demonstrate the chashivas of this guy. And so the Maisim is the activity of standing up, of giving him a hand, of, you know, of talking nicely to him. It's not a tax, it's not a monus. This is a chiyuv. This is not the nature of the chiyuv. It's a certain character. You have to know what kind of chiyuv are we talking about here. It's a class of chiyuv. So which class does it fall into? So it falls into the class of action. So the havamina was that the action is producing the effect. So it's not that it's a momentous chiyuv, but since you chayv do the effect, therefore it's going to end up having money coming along for the ride. But once you define it as an action, then there's no reason you're chayiv to spend money. You're not chayiv to spend money. That's not the nature of the chayiv. But in lulav is a ma'isa mitzvah. It's an action. But of course, like in order to do that action, you have to spend a certain amount of money in order to get the lulav, in order to get the shofar, whatever. I mean that it involves money just because it's a prerequisite for the activity is that you have to you have money. But you see that's even capped. There's not a lot of there's maximums. You don't have to spend I think a fifth of your money on it, something like that on your mitzvah. So
yeah.
There are caps for that. But the action, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of an action. So here, if you say you have to spend money, that's not just like the means of the thing, that is the idor. The idor is giving you money. So then you're saying is then that makes it into a mitzvah of money. That's not just a mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah of action, then it's a mitzvah of money. And it's not a mitzvah of money. Unless you'd say it's the effect. The effect is a harder type of a tzura. Once you say you drop the effect thing, then you say what is the mitzvah? So what's the form of the mitzvah? So it has to have a form. Is the form actions or is the form money? A form, both forms are here. Both forms are two totally different forms. So the form is kima. The form is standing up. It's not an effect. The only way you could have both is if you'd say that it's an effect. So then they're saying is it just? But the effect is an amorphous kind of halacha. So it didn't choose effect. It's saying is it's not an effect. Not just bring about the effect, whichever which way you do it, but it gave it a form. You know, a form, they're two totally different forms. There's a form of spending money, of a monetary thing, and there's a form of doing actions. Giving him money is the action. It's not just like the prerequisite for the thing. That is the idor here. It's different than buying a lulav or whatever. So somebody just, maybe it's a little better, okay? Is that you have two kinds of activities. Okay, like your average ma'aser mitzvah is like an action, a human action. It's an idea of a human action. Okay, like it has a certain character to it. Okay, take shaking a lulav or blowing a shofar or you know whatever achilas matzah achilah. There's certain tzuras of ma'aser. Okay, That, now, then you have another kind of human activity, which is like a monetary activity. Okay, monetary activity is not a physical action. It's not the action of placing money from my hand into your hand. Giving money has a different framework of reality. It's a monetary action. It's gifting. Its existence is not in the form of the action that I'm performing, but it's in the concept of my bank account to his bank account. It's totally different. It's a financial activity. It's a different class of human activity. You know, it's an activity in a sense, giving him a gift, giving him money, but it's a different kind of an activity than like a tsura, an action which has a form, like an action of standing up, an action of giving him a hand, an action of whatever, you know, talking nicely to him. It's a totally different class of an activity. So the question is like this, so the Hamavina was, again, the same as the Hamavina before, is that the mitzvah is to produce the effect of Hidur. And that effect could be brought about through a normal activity, a physical activity, or through a financial activity. What's the difference? They both produce the same effect. He's adorned. But the Kamar Shmuel, I know, that the Torah didn't relegate, it didn't set up a mitzvah, just an effect. But it set it up with a form. A mitzvah has a form to it. It's not just produce an effect. An effect is a hard kind of halachic formula, because then there's no form to it. It's just, you're bound to an effect. Rather, it gave it a form. Now, what's the form? You can't have, now, you see from Kima is a form of a physical activity. And you can't have a form of a mitzvah that's, you have to do physical activities and financial activities. They're two totally different activities. What's the, there has to be a unified form of the mitzvah. So you could say that it's mechayev you in physical activities of Hidur. They're activities of Hidur. But again, giving money is a different class of an activity. It's not like an action of Hidur. Then you're saying it's like a gift, a financial acquisition of Hidur. A kinyan of Hidur or something like that. That's a different kind of an idea. So that's not, they can't unify those in one formula. Like, again, you can have, that's what I'm saying. If certain classes of actions are actions, physical actions, shofar, lulav, matzah, you know, then you have classes of actions which are monetary, financial obligations. You have a financial obligation of giving matanos to a kohen, to a levi, to a bikurim, to, you know, financial actions, financial obligations and activities. There's a different classes of actions. So saying is the hidur is not that thing. It's not, the type of activity is an action. Okay, it's not a financial action. And the only way it could have been, well, it could have been if that was the chiyuv, or if it was the din of the effect. But since there's kima, you see it's not essentially a financial obligation, because he's standing up, he doesn't do it finances. So the only way you could involve money is if you'd say that it's just the effect, because then you'd have this effect, as whichever means. Then it just should have said, don't say kima, because kima is already pinpointing it to the physical actions. So saying is hidur is also, it's just another, it's extending it to other physical actions, but it doesn't include a financial action. That's a different kind of an action. It's not in Kfal Mechir. Today, so what do you need the limit? I mean, Pasuk, straight from the Pasuk. Why do you need an Akash? So if you just have the Pasuk, you'd say this. Meseva Taka means you have to do an action of expressing his significance, a physical action of standing up. And then, you also have to produce the effect of, of his Chashivas, which would mean through money, through any effect, you know? But the thing is, the Hekesh is comparing to Kimon either. Then, if you say it that way, then there's nothing Kimon either, two totally different things. But the Hekesh is telling you they're comparable. So what's the comparison? Just like Kimo is a physical action of demonstrating his significance, so to Hidur is other physical actions of demonstrating his significance. With words, with giving him a hand, with, there's other types of physical actions which demonstrate his significance. But it's not going into the effect, nor is it going to the other category of financial activities. It's a different kind of a chiyuv. You know what I mean? So that's why it's a Hekesh. You need a Hekesh. It's like different than Jeremy's original approaches. I'm not saying that it has to be an action, or that money isn't an action of Hidur, because you may be doing it for other reasons. I don't know why you're doing it. Because then you have like Danny's question. It's like, well, maybe I'm helping the guy walk because he's crippled and he's having a hard time walking or whatever. I'm not saying because you don't know why it's not immediately clear why you're doing it. I'm saying it's not an action of Hidur. It's not a physical action of Hidur because giving money has a different character than doing a physical activity. Physical actions are physical actions. Giving a hand is a physical action. Giving money is not a physical action. It's a financial action. It's a different class of activity. And you can unify, and there's a mitzvah has to have a unified structure to it. So what's the structure? Is it physical actions of Yidur, or is it monetary expressions of Yidur? Monetary expression isn't really an action. It's a different kind of an activity. Unless the unify, there would be one possible unifying way, which is that it is the effect. Chayiv in the effect. And then it's like a mitzvah without like a tzura. It would just be produce an effect. But the Torah didn't want to choose that, apparently. I mean, it makes sense. It's good that it didn't choose that. Kima shows that if it just said Yidur, you'd say it's the effect. But once you see Kima, then you know if it's the effect, then you don't have to say anything else. Once you say Kima, it shows you it's picking a tzura, picking a form to it. It's not just an effect. Now the form is one of physical actions. So now Yidur has to also be an extension of those physical, more physical actions, but not just financial. Financial is a whole different thing. So now we're just going to set the problem. So the Mora says, it's questioning the premise. You're telling me that the whole reason, how do you know that it's not money? Because it's compared to standing up. And standing up doesn't have money. So therefore, Yidur doesn't have money. Hold on a second. Standing up does have money. Because let's say I'm working on pearls. Okay, let's say the modern day equivalent. Let's say I'm a day trader. Something like that. And I'm working on another deal here. And some guy walks by. Stand up. I lose my deal. I lost the trade. I lose $1,000 for standing up in the middle of my job. So a jeweler, whatever, you know. So if I'm in the middle of doing work, standing up does involve monetary loss. So you see, it does. So where's your starting point that standing up is not a monetary loss? It's not just standing up, it does have a monetary loss. So maybe Hidur is also going to have a monetary loss, they want to ask. Whatever it is, assuming it's going to be a loss. I mean, yeah, some jobs it may be insignificant, but I mean, it's whatever. It is what it is. You can work out job scenarios where it's given, but I mean, whatever. Still, I mean, anything is something. I mean, it doesn't say if to lose $5, it doesn't say if to lose anything. It's not, you know. So you're saying, doesn't standing involve loss of money also? Right? That's what I ask. So it says, no, it doesn't. Because doesn't standing involve bit the malacha? So it says, no. You compare standing to hidur. Just like hidur doesn't involve loss of work. Because Hidur just means to demonstrate the significance, to adorn him. So that doesn't involve loss of work. So too, standing doesn't involve loss of work. Okay? The question is, why doesn't Hidur involve loss of work? I mean, can you have a similar thing? It's like, he walks by, you're in the middle of working on your pearls, and now you have to give him your hand. Or now you have to say, hey, how you doing? Some sort of nice... I mean, the same way of creating the case where standing could involve loss of work. Can you create a case where either involves loss of work? And anyways, the whole question is funny, because doesn't standing involve loss of work? Why? Because if in this crazy case where you're in the middle of work and you're frozen, I mean, it's funny. I mean, yeah, but standing isn't the monetary thing. Standing is standing. Standing is an action. Now, it happens to be you made this funny case where you had loss of work. I mean, you know, it's funny. But let's take you about that question. So funny, you brought your question, so you create a crazy case where standing also has loss of work. So can Hidur also have that? Hidur doesn't have a loss of work. So therefore, it must be standing also doesn't have a loss of work. Right? I mean, it's funny. Rashi just says, because Hidur doesn't have a bit of malacha, the ain't law shown Hidur, Elan is CS Panim. Because Hidur just implies, like, showing him favor. Right? Be mamon, through money, or be kibidvarim, ve'im shom bit malacha. It may mean money, through giving it, but it doesn't mean bit malacha. You know, why not? Why doesn't it have a bit of malacha? I mean, if it means you have to give him $100, well, you don't have to stop working. Well, how is he doing? What's his implication? But that's what he's saying. So now, given that standing, given since Hidur doesn't involve loss of work, so too standing doesn't have loss of work. Oh, now that standing doesn't have loss of work, it turns out standing doesn't have any loss of money. Doesn't have kesaron kes. Oh, so then you go back to Hidur and say that Hidur also doesn't have kesaron kes. That's what Gemara does. It's like a back and forth. So you end up knowing that Hidur doesn't have certain case because you start off by Hidur. Hidur definitely doesn't have a loss of malacha. So then he says, so too, standing doesn't have a loss of malacha. Oh, if standing doesn't have a loss of malacha, then practically there's no other way standing is going to involve a loss of money. Oh, so there's no loss of money in standing. Also, so too in Hidur there's no loss of money. He knows you don't spend money. So it's like a funny, you know, the steps are funny. It's funny how it comes back. It starts off at Hidur ends up teaching you that it doesn't have money. What you would have thought would be Hidur, through this whole chain, ends up teaching you that it doesn't have money. It's funny. So in other words, you would have thought it would be Hidur. You would have thought Hidur would include money, giving him money. But through the chance, compared to Kiva, ends up showing you back that either doesn't have money. It's funny. It's a funny kind of thing, but we have to define the steps.